This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. This is episode number 179. So today we are joined again by Adrian Pantanyal. He is, amongst other things, my Tagalog teacher. Yes, I've been learning Tagalog for about 7 months now. I'm not very good, but I'm making an effort. And that's about maybe all I can credit myself with. But we had Adrian on to previous episodes, which was 171 and 175. So go back and listen to those episodes. You'll hear his backstory. Today, we're talking more broadly about outsourcing, about the opportunities it affords people, and the community surrounding outsourcing here in the Philippines. So it's an interesting episode. I certainly enjoyed creating this with Adrian. So if you want any of the show notes and if you want to get in touch with Adrian, then just go to outsourceaccelerator.com/179. Enjoy. Okay, so I'm excited to be joined again by Adrian Pantanyal. Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Hey, Derek. Thank you for murdering my last name.
No, that's terrible. Adrian has been my Tagalog teacher for about the last 6 or 7 months, and I still can't say his last name. I do apologize for that. But so Adrian, as I mentioned, has been my Tagalog teacher for the last 7 months. We were actually connected through a mutual friend who is Mike Grogan, who has been on this podcast, which is really exciting. And, you know, I have been here 4 years in Manila. I first started coming here in 2011. And, it's probably partly a testament to my apathy, but also a testament to the incredible English that is here in certainly Manila and also the Philippines, that in sort of 4 years, there's not actually really the need to learn other than an appreciation for the language and a respect for the culture. So it's probably belated, but I'm really excited and enjoying the process of learning Tagalog and becoming more aligned with the culture. And I don't really enjoy it as I'm doing it, to be honest, but from a helicopter perspective, I'm certainly enjoying the connection. But so that was a long preamble. But welcome, Adrian. And I
Thanks,
suppose
Derek.
Initially, do you want to just introduce yourself to the audience?
Yeah, sure. So I'm a seasoned events host, hosting events since the year 2000. I'm also a voiceover talent, and I proofread and edit books for both local and foreign authors. And I also am a prolific Tagalog tutor, self-proclaimed prolific Tagalog tutor.
You are indeed.
To foreigners.
You do have a very good voice for radio, don't you? You should.
Thank you.
You should certainly host some radio shows. So I wanted to, and we have actually spoken to you in two previous episodes. Now we've covered your 12 years career history in outsourcing and BPO and call centers, pretty much at the sort of nascent early stages of the industry. And, you know, we've covered your teaching of BPO within the government programs, which
yes.
is aimed at helping sort of less advantaged youth get into the outsourcing world.
Yeah.
And I just want to, you know, outsourcing has opened doors for you, but I just want to really connect with you and get insight into your career now and what your ambitions are for the future going forward.
Okay. Well, because becoming a better English speaker has opened a lot of wonderful opportunities for me, I really want to pursue that further, like related work. I'm not yet 100% sure about this, if this will work out, but I really wanted to become an English teacher abroad. I was really hoping to, it's my goal to actually be an English teacher in Europe, but if that does not open, maybe at least in Asia or possibly, I mean, if God wills it, then just work here in the Philippines, but still utilizing my English skills.
Yeah, you've got big ambitions of traveling abroad still, yeah?
Yes, I
am. And congratulations, you've actually just graduated, haven't you? What did you graduate from?
Oh, thank you for asking that question. I forgot to mention that when I started my call center career in early 2003, I just finished a two-year course. And because I really wanted to be promoted in the corporate industry back then, I have been aspiring to have a bachelor's degree. So it took me 17 years of trying to come back to work for, to have a college degree, but I was able to only do that in 2015 after both of my parents have passed on and my siblings already have their own families. And I'm just by myself, so I was able to support myself through college. And it took me 20 years in the making to finish a bachelor's degree, which I have graduated from in May 19.
And congratulations, because it does take great stamina, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Commitment and dedication.
Yes.
So, well done. And so, it's not uncommon for people to have a yearning and, you know, such a strong drive to relocate overseas.
Uh-huh.
Where does that come from? You know, what is your motivator there? Do you see more opportunity overseas? Do you see just a different field to play in? What's the driver?
Yes. Well, although there are already great opportunities here in the Philippines, I just feel like because of a lot of negative stuff that happened to me in my career and also in a personal level, I felt like moving overseas will help me move on and maybe start afresh. Right. Yeah, but of course, like I said, if that doesn't work out, I'm open to still working here in the Philippines. But let me also say that in relation to the BPO industry, because it's also a misconception for many Filipinos that if you're working in the call center, you're either an undergraduate or not very formally educated. That's not true. Although the call center welcomes people who are not graduate of certain studies, it also has a lot of graduate students. Mm. For example, career shifters, if I could say that, like former teachers, nurses, and maybe even engineers who found a better career option working in the call center industry.
Yeah, because, I mean, commonly call center jobs, we call them call center, but BPO jobs and outsourcing jobs, they can really quite commonly be about double the salary you'd get for the equivalent professional job domestically.
That's true.
Yeah.
Go ahead. It's also amazing how so many other businesses have opened up because of the call center, the BPO businesses that have been built in the Philippines. For example, I've noticed a rise in an increase in convenience stores that are open 24 hours a day, like Ministop, 7-Eleven, and many other convenience stores. And not only convenience stores, but even fast food chains that are open 24 hours a day because of the BPO industry.
Yeah, it's quite a spooky place when you can walk around some of the centers at 4 a.m. and it's like a rush hour, isn't it? Because people are finishing one of the very common shift finishes.
Yes.
If they're covering like the US or something. And it's really, really a busy place. And everyone's, you know, normally if you saw anyone at 4 a.m., they'd be drunk. But all of these people, they're sober. They've just finished a shift or about to start a shift. All of the shops are sort of teeming with people.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite an unusual sight, but so normalized here because it's such a 24/7 society, isn't it?
That's right, yes. And a lot of people are yearning actually to be part of the industry now. I guess because of its prominence in the social media, a lot of Facebook groups evolve around call center jobs and BPO industry, so it has provided so many employment to many Filipinos, and it's a big help.
And to your point on the undergraduate, I mean, in my experience of outsourcing, you know, there has been this standard minimum requirement of everyone having a degree. Mm-hmm. And I think it might be a lot of the Western or foreign bosses or captives that are actually trying to get rid of that and That's really true. Just assess people on their own merits, personality, conversation. It depends on the role, of course, you know,
That's
and,
right.
and the sort of role requirements. But often if it's customer service, then people, I think the foreigners maybe lean more towards people that are just comfortable chatting and have those skills as opposed to necessarily needing the paper skills.
I'm actually grateful that it is what it is, because in the Philippines, so many jobs actually require for you to be able to finish a college degree. Sometimes even becoming a sales clerk at a prominent department store will require you to have a college degree. But, you know, sometimes it just doesn't make sense. But even that being said, I would also say that so many people in the call center industry are yearning for promotion. And part of the reason why some people are not getting promoted is not primarily because of skills, but because of the competition. What I meant by that is, for example, I have finished a four-year course, and another candidate is also as skillful as I am, but this guy did not finish a four-year course. Then, of course, the management will be in favor of the guy who has a backup, you know, college degree, along with the skills and the personality.
Yeah.
That's just my view of it.
Yeah, absolutely, because you're dealing with huge numbers as well, aren't you? And these big call centers, they have tens of thousands of people, so I think you've got to do as much as you can to help your promotional prospects.
That's right. So you have to have dreams even while working in the BPO industry, and you can't just... I have encountered some people, in fact, who are happy just becoming agents or in the rank and file employee, but of course... It varies, different strokes for different folks. But for me, having ambition has kept me alive and has kept me going. All those difficult days and nights and even through the bad weather and the bad management, if you have goals and stick to it, I'm sure that you will go a long way.
Yeah, it's a tough career, huh? Yeah. And you were saying that there is a growing community now, people... are yearning to get into outsourcing. Do you see, is there a community building around outsourcing around BPO workers? And how do they identify themselves?
Good question. If you will just go to Facebook and type call center or BPO, I'm sure you will find so many Facebook groups. And in these Facebook groups, a lot of tip sharing, vacancy sharing are happening. People are helping each other find opportunities that will help themselves because they get incentive and also will help other people find better opportunities than what they have right now.
Right. Part of what Outsource Accelerator is trying to do is actually unify the BPO workers and create a community, create a sense of pride and create a sense of awareness that they are the economic warriors helping the future development of the Philippines. Do you think there is that aggregated body? And because, you know, the OFWs are overseas foreign workers, they are celebrated and they should be, but I sort of don't get the sense that the outsourcing community is quite so kind of aggregated and celebratory.
Right.
Is that good point. A fair comment? Or?
Yeah, that's actually a good point. Yeah. Well, now that you brought that up, I actually just realized that there's not much such organization that celebrates the heroes in the BPO industry. So you made a really good point there.
Hurrah. How exciting. Let's do that, Adrian.
Yeah.
Great. So thank you so much for joining us. And so I suppose, you know, you have lofty ambitions for your career. You've had an incredible career so far, and you've actually just recently graduated. So congratulations for all that. And if anyone wants to get in touch with you for your services, how can they how can they do that?
Yeah, well, they can visit my website, adrianpantonial.com. For my events hosting, please visit and like facebook.com/hostsforallseasons. And for my Tagalog tutoring, please visit facebook.com/Tagalog Tutor Pro. Thank you so much.
Amazing. Thank you, Adrian. And of course, all of that will be in the show notes. Okay, that was Adrian Pantanial. And if you want to get in touch with Adrian, then go to our show notes at outsourceaccelerator.com/179. And as always, if you want to ask us anything at all, just drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com.